Hachette Audio presents Brave Little Finn, written by John and Jennifer Churchman, read by Robert Petkoff. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of photo illustrations. One cold winter morning, a shy little lamb was born. "We'll call you Finn," said Farmer John. He held Finn close, keeping him warm inside his green barn jacket. Finn had been born early and wasn't as strong or as big as the other lambs. He shivered against the icy wind as they made their way up the hill to the warm farmhouse. Farmer John whispered in his soft, fuzzy ear, "Be brave, little Finn. We're all here for you. Always." Finn's big sister Sweet Pea visited him every day, even when it was windy and cold. She would put on her favorite wool scarf and come up to the farmhouse to see how he was doing and tell him all the barn news. Little Finn spent his days by the warm fireplace and made friends with the dogs and new puppy. While living inside, he had to wear a diaper. Finn thought he might look silly, but all the dogs agreed he looked quite nice. Farmer John fed little Finn from a baby bottle. Maisie Grace, the border collie puppy, taught him how to drink from it. On sunny days, he enjoyed curling up on a bed of hay in the greenhouse. As winter turned to spring, little Finn grew stronger. One morning, he was finally ready to go outside and meet the other lambs. Finn was feeling nervous. What if no one liked him?
"Be brave, little Finn," said Maisie Grace. "I'll be here with you."
Atticus, Meadow, and Hazel were excited. They could not wait to meet Finn and hear all about being raised in the farmhouse. They planned to show him the drinking pond first, and then all around the pasture. First, the lamb stopped at the pond for a drink. Finn bent down for a sip of cool water, but was startled by a pair of bright green eyes looking back at him. What was that? Keeper the goose was floating nearby.
"Little Finn," she honked, "don't worry. That's just Pond Frog staying cool in the shade. He sings his beautiful songs for us each evening."
Next, little Finn's new friends took him to the lilac bush. Hazel and Meadow loved the lilacs and munched, but Finn was unsure. He had never eaten anything purple before.
"What if they taste it?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?